For more than 15 years, a professor at Emerson College has been on a quest to capture and share the story of the banjo. Now, all of Professor Mark Field's work is going into a new museum, and it's a museum you don't have to leave your couch to visit. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the complicated story this digital museum tells about the banjo.
Mark Field's production team is prepping to film historian and collector Jim Ballman and his rare pre-Civil War banjo.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, testing.
We're in Ballman's Arlington home.
This room has more banjo history packed per square inch than I think any place else on Earth.
That's Fields.
It's a place that I came to when I first started this project and realized how much there is about the banjo which people don't know about and which people should know about.
Fields says Ballman's trove of 200-plus instruments, banjo-related artifacts, and cabinets full of research provides a unique portal into America's past. This video shoot is for a profile of the expert that will end up in Fields' online museum called The Banjo Project. Ballman, a self-described banjophile, is thrilled to be able to share his life's work with a lot more people.
Being an old fuddy-duddy and being electronically challenged, all my information is on 3x5 cards in the collection, and yet he can bring that to the digital age.
But it's pretty shocking to confront the physical pieces of banjo history that line Ballman's shelves and living room walls. Minstrel-era iconography is everywhere. Posters, photos, figurines featuring offensive caricatures of enslaved Africans playing banjos.
The banjo is an African-origined instrument. That's how it started. It's an unpleasant part of the history, the diaspora and slavery, but it's the banjo's history, so I know I try to deal with it as carefully and as non-offensive a way as possible.
Fields is trying to do the same with the content he's presenting in his banjo museum.
I think we are right to feel uncomfortable about it. Let's face it, the whole American entertainment industry was founded on the minstrel show. For better or for worse, that's a good starting place for understanding a lot of things that have happened since then.
Oh, I came from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
On his computer, Fields clicks through the museum to a deftly produced video that dives into how white minstrel entertainers co-opted the banjo from slaves through the 1800s and early 1900s. They donned blackface and created parodies that would endure in pop culture for decades. Ethnomusicologist Greg Adams elaborates in his interview with Fields.
You can't talk about the history of the banjo if you can't talk about racism, slavery, misogyny, appropriation, exploitation, all of the things that run counter to what we love about the banjo.
The Banjo Project celebrates the instrument's beauty while tackling its cultural baggage. In it, Fields traces the banjo's heritage to present day using interactive digital storytelling. His crew is designing timelines, maps, and multimedia narratives. Scholars, makers, and contemporary performers chime in, including Rhiannon Giddens, co-founder of the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
There's so much history in this music that is not in public view, the good stuff and the bad stuff.
Some of the good stuff is how the instrument has also been a tool for liberation, as scholar Rex Ellis of the National Museum of African American History and Culture points out. Click over to his reflections on Gus Cannon. Born on a Mississippi plantation in 1883, Cannon mastered the banjo and went on to compose, record, and popularize jug band music.
So now the banjo not only becomes something that he can express himself culturally with, it becomes something that he can use to communicate who he is. It also can become something that gives him upward mobility.
And the banjo was a ticket to a more independent life for child performer Lotta Crabtree.
She was known for never having married, wearing trousers on stage, smoking cigarettes, and playing the banjo.
Crabtree died a millionaire right here in Massachusetts. Enfield says as a 19th century superstar, she helped transition the banjo from the saloon to the salon. Leisure class whites embraced the instrument, elevating it into something they saw as more refined.
And at the same time, they started rewriting the history of the banjo to kind of minimize its black origins.
The banjo's complex social history has been revealing itself over time to Banjo Museum project manager Sean Clark. He's worked with Fields for more than a decade and is also a professor at Emerson.
So the first time that I saw a woman who was playing the banjo, the first time I saw a black banjo player, that was a challenge to the stereotypes that I had associated with the instrument.
Stereotypes dismissing the banjo as backwoods or unsophisticated. Of course, pillars of jazz, folk, and bluegrass are represented. Fields filmed icons Earl Scruggs and Ralph Stanley before they died, and others very much alive, including blues player Taj Mahal.
So this is like one of them tunes that they used to play at the end of the night.
Fields recalls asking the legendary blues musician about the banjo's problematic roots.
Taj said to me, and I assume he said this to other people, he says, if you want to heal, you got to deal.
The banjo's story is still evolving, Fields says, with a new generation of musicians reclaiming its power with full awareness of its past. Even with all of his digging, the filmmaker feels like he's barely scratching the surface. The Digital Banjo Museum's prototype is online now, and the team hopes to launch a fuller version this fall. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
I'm watching from my window, the curtain coming down. A blue as black as morning, a silence like a sound that rattles at the cages that hold my heart in mine. I call my name to wonder just what I hope to find. Bird so high above the fray, what should he mean to me? His crooked song gone crazy, the swaying arms of trees that wave to me like the hungry waiting for the tide. My tipping boat still hoping I might reach the other side. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way. Lord, if you love me, keep me, I pray. A little bird is stretching out to the shimmering, shaking blue. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what to do.